engage the enemy of your mind. Wake up! Engage the enemy of your mind with the truth.
Welcome to Smell the Truth Radio, brought to you by smellthetruth.com. With your host, Dr. David Berman, and now your co-host, the coach, Rob Lotito.
All right, another Smell the Truth Radio program. The coach with you and our host, Dr. David Berman. Doctor, the end times are coming. The end times are coming. Is, you know, is that like the Paul Revere thing?
Yes, we have the prophecy gurus riding on their horse running through.
Our program today is we're talking about end times, the doomsday preppers. I think that you ever watched that show on TV, the Doomsday Preppers?
Oh, yes, I had to watch it.
They make the bomb shelters.
Oh, they got everything going on.
They build an underground.
Oh, yeah.
I'm interested in how they do all that. These people have spent some serious coin.
Money, time. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Man, oh, man. It's funny because I know you're not a end times crier in the sense. But why are so many churches and people so concerned with the end times? Today, especially.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not suggesting we shouldn't be, you know, aware of things that are happening and, mm-hmm. and biblical prophecy. But I think what happens is you have an entire industry on end times industry. You know, these prophecy this and prophecy that, and they've all got it all figured out.
Books.
And they got it all figured out. You know, to the point where they're telling you, well, you know, Jesus is coming September, whatever of 2015, and he's going. Then they'll say, well, we were off by 1 year, so it'll be 2016. They sell more books.
Last of course, year we had the Mayan calendar.
Well, we had and then we had the 2012 Mayan calendar nonsense. Then you have this whole Shemitah thing with Jonathan Kahn. You know, who I'm sure he loves Jesus, but. Really, the Bible does not tell us to do this. In fact, when they asked Jesus about this, paraphrasing for you, they said, you know, Lord, what's the deal with the end? You know, when's it going to happen? And Jesus basically just told them, listen, you know, it's really not for you to worry about. I got something for you to do. The scripture teaches us to occupy until he comes back. It teaches us to win the lost, to make disciples. It teaches us to be effective for expansion of the kingdom of God. We certainly want to look out and see things that are happening. But our focus really shouldn't be on the end times from the standpoint of sitting in some bunker somewhere waiting for Jesus to come back. We ought to be occupying until he comes, winning the lost, making disciples, expanding the kingdom of God, preaching the gospel, making a difference, helping people who are hurting. These are the things that we need to do. And when he comes back, he comes back. And here's the real truth. He's guaranteed to come back for you in your lifetime.
Amen.
He's coming for you. Mm-hmm. Whether he comes back in a second coming or not, he's going to come get you.
Yeah.
So we need to obviously be concerned about the fact that Jesus is coming to get us some point in our lifetime, right? Well, he's coming. We're going to die.
Either the undertaker or the undertaker.
Yeah, right.
We're going to see Jesus.
We're
going to
see Jesus.
And our desire here at Smell the Truth Radio is for people to come to know Jesus Christ.
Of course.
And it's one of the reasons why we do this program, but we also want to educate Christians who are sometimes confused about this matter. So what you're saying to me is that there's some wacky prophecy out there. There's truth out there that says Jesus is coming. We understand that.
Yeah, there's kind of sometimes, you know, listen, you know, when you get technology, there's a lot of good things, but, you know, there's always a lot of bad things.
Right.
And all you have to do if you want to see the goofy stuff is go on YouTube and just, you know, Google end time. I mean, YouTube end time, something like that. And you'll find a lot of people that are just frankly crazy. Saying all kinds of nutty things.
Yeah.
And people get caught up in that, and then you get sort of an escapist mentality that happens where I just want Jesus to come get me out of this crazy world. Now, I can, you know, certainly sympathize with that viewpoint because all of us who are Christians and see what's going on in the world, and we say, Lord, it'd be great if you come back now and just get us out of here. Yeah. But the fact of the matter is Jesus told us to occupy. He told us to make a difference. He told us to expand the kingdom, go into all the world and preach the gospel. So my focus has never been on end times prophecy. Another thing is there are those, whether they're futurists or partial preterists, or, and I can give you a list of the various titles of people's end times views. there are those who really think they've got it all figured out. Mm-hmm. You know, they get your charts and their graphs, and you get like a guy like John Hagee, you get up there with a huge chart, and he's telling exactly what's going to happen. And the fact of the matter is, I know a lot of these brothers, you know, they love Jesus. I'm not trying to suggest I'm any better, than anybody else. But the unfortunate thing about it is that they really don't know exactly what's going to happen. Because, you know, we don't know exactly how it's all going to happen. And if God wanted us to know, he would have explained us very clearly exactly how everything's going to happen. We know that Jesus is coming again. We know that. We know there's going to be a resurrection. We know there's going to be a rapture. We know there's going to be a judgment. We know all of this stuff, but we don't know exactly how all this is going to happen. So we are better off focusing on the mission, which is to win the lost, to make disciples, and to speak the truth to the world.
Do you believe that the one world religion, we did a show recently on global warming and climate change, do you believe that, you know, that's part of the one world religion that might be coming down the road? Do you think that's trying to confuse us?
What's part of it?
I'm just saying, do you believe that global warming is part of that trying to control us and give us a one world religion, a doomsday?
Oh, clearly. Everything that the left is doing, the progressive, the world, the globalists are doing is to try to control us. They'll use whatever they can. They'll use the so-called man-made climate change, which is nonsense. They'll use that. They'll use anything they can to controls, because that's what government wants to do. It wants to control, and the elite want power over you. That's just the way they are.
As Christians, you know, we're out there and we're going through all these gyrations in our life. Where's our allegiance? You know, Pastor, and I know this is a pretty simple question for you to answer, but for some of us, you know, we get taught in different churches. You mentioned some other preachers out there. So what do we do for ourselves? Tell us, what does someone like me or the average Joe do out there to share the gospel and to believe that Jesus is coming and this other stuff that's going on? How do we do it as a community, Pastor? What's the charge there?
You mean how do we fulfill the mission? Is that what
you're saying? How do we fulfill the mission on a daily basis as individuals? You're in the ministry, so for us we think it's easy for you. I'm not in the ministry. You know, you know what I'm saying when I say that? How does the average Joe do this? You know, I'm not called to share the gospel Pastor.
First of all, to be an effective minister, it's not easy. To be somebody who sits around and doesn't do anything, I guess that'd be easy. But to be an effective minister that actually makes a difference, you're going to have to work very hard. Mm-hmm. You know, as you know me a long time. I'm constantly being, you know, whether I'm on a day off or not, I'm constantly being contacted. And working very hard to deal with the very issues that happen in our world. And on top of that, the things I do from the standpoint of radio and television, that sort of thing.
Right.
The bottom line is to stay on mission means to stay on the Great Commission calling, which is to go into all the world and preach the gospel and to make disciples, making disciples. And so it's not just preaching the gospel, not just explaining that Jesus died on the cross, that he rose again from the dead, that he paid the penalty for our sin on the cross. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we must accept Christ as our Savior in order to have our spirit regenerated by the Holy Spirit. So if you're out there and you don't know Jesus Christ personally, you need to ask him to be your Savior. You need to trust him and what he did on the cross and his resurrection for you. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. But then there's the issue of what we're really told to do, which is to make disciples. And the word disciples comes from discipline. Discipline. Mm-hmm. Disciples means student or a disciplined student. So in order to really make disciples, that's where the real work comes in, because you have to invest yourself in other people. You have to take your own time, your own energy, even sometimes your own finances to minister to people, to teach them, if you're a mature Christian, how to walk as a mature Christian and how to win other people to Jesus and how they can help those other people become disciples, disciplined believers. That's a very a big area of concern for me in the American church. We've had a lot of people who pray a prayer to come to Christ, but they have no foundation of disciple training in the Word of God and in practical ways in which to apply the Scripture. So it's very important for us to do that.
And as believers, we want to continue to do that. We're going to talk a little bit about this doomsday prepping stuff we were goofing on at the beginning of the show. Do you believe in prepping for something that may come down the road?
I think I absolutely believe you should be prepared for something, not because we're living in the end times or not living in the end times. I want to remind people that throughout history, there's been tornadoes and hurricanes and wars and all kinds of stuff that would leave you vulnerable if you have no understanding of how to prepare yourself for an eventual possible problem. So I don't believe that Christian people should be preppers in the mountains somewhere, living up there under a rock, waiting for Jesus to come and not fulfilling the Great Commission, which is to win the lost and make disciples.
Amen.
We need to be a salt and light to the earth. But of course, every Christian, every American should prepare themselves for a possibility of, say, a terrorist attack that shuts down the grid, or a monetary problem. And I believe we have huge monetary problems in America. We could have serious problems with the economy, even going into another great depression. There's all kinds of things. You know, there's different scenarios for possible hyperinflation. There's also those that believe we actually could go into a depression for other reasons. Either way, I think you ought to have food. You ought to have a way to get water. You ought to also have, a good weapon to defend yourself and your family from, some marauders or something, if something like that happened. Because just think about it. What happened with Katrina in Louisiana is probably the best example of what happens when you have a massive problem and the government just can't meet the need.
Can't bail us out.
You better stink and have some preparedness yourself.
We're going to hold you there. We're going to take a quick break here. You're listening to Smell the Truth Radio. SmellTheTruth.com is our website. The Dr. David Berman is our host. You can reach Dr. David Berman at his email address, drdave@clfchurch.com. drdave@clfchurch.com. We're going to take a quick break. Liberal Logic ahead. This is The Coach with Dr. David Berman. Be right back.
Troubled times for young people. With a 35% out of wedlock birth rate for whites, 52% for Hispanics, and an even higher rate of 72% for African Americans, there is certainly a fatherless crisis in America. Statistics show incarceration rates for young men who grow up in homes without fathers are twice as likely to end up in jail as those who come from traditional two-parent families. 63% of youth suicides are from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. Children with fatherless homes are 15 times more likely to have behavioral disorders. Girls are 7 times more likely to become teenage mothers. Isn't it time to go back to the founding principles of this once great nation? Isn't it time to stop kicking against God's obvious wisdom found in the Bible and raise families as God intended? The evidence is overwhelming. Fatherlessness is destroying our nation. Come back to the Bible. Find a Bible-preaching, believing church. Come back to what works. It's time for men to be responsible and to lead their families to Jesus. This message is brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
Today's Liberal Logic Moment. This Liberal Logic Moment brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
Oh my goodness.
Doomsday preppers and end time stuff we're talking about. The ISIS recently just attacks. It's just horrendous what they're doing. And this is kind of our president's answer, Doctor. Listen to this clip here.
And next week, I will be joining President Hollande and world leaders in Paris for the Global Climate Conference. What a powerful rebuke to the terrorists it will be when the world stands as one and shows that we will not be deterred from building a better future for our children.
All right, somebody help me here. We're calling in the global army.
Yeah, so I can
to defend ISIS.
I can tell you right now. I'm going to tell you right now. I mean, the president has made a statement, and I can, you know, I could see it now. I could see all the ISIS terrorists, the murderers, the rapists, the pillagers, these pigs sitting around the table right now in utter terror, fearing for their lives because the president says they're going to get together for a climate change meeting, and that's a powerful rebuke to them. I mean, are you joking?
I can't even imagine a president would say that.
Is this a joke? What is this?
And, you know, people say, oh, you're goofing on the president. No, we're not. This is real stuff, folks.
No, the president's goofing on himself.
I mean, really, me and you are ISIS guys right now.
How is that a powerful rebuke?
We'd be sitting there going, really?
I'm telling you.
Man, we're killing people, and this guy's like, oh, global warming meeting.
Oh, that's a powerful rebuke that they're going to stand together, have a meeting about global warming with, you know, massive security around them, defending them. But here's the bottom line. The bottom line is the president should have enough testosterone to get up and to say, instead of saying that, should say, let me give you a powerful rebuke. We're coming to get you. Here's another thing that he said. He said that, I heard this myself, he said, we have a 65-nation coalition, as we've been doing for the last year, fighting to remove ISIS. Now, first of all, anybody who has half a brain knows, if you had a 65-nation coalition, 65 nations ready to get serious about removing ISIS, ISIS would not be here.
That's right.
Come on.
Yeah.
I heard, now this one we're going to have to look at. I've got some reports on this that they're dropping leaflets.
Yes.
Saying that they're going to be bombing in 45 minutes so people know to get out of the way. This is how you're fighting a war?
The last part of this liberal logic is, Pastor, it was 65 nations to be represented at the climate change.
Yeah, that's the question. There's a powerful rebuke right there.
Another liberal logic moment.
SmellTheTruth.com. This is Dr. David Berman, your host of Smell the Truth Radio. I, along with my co-host, Rob the Coach Latito, are fighting against the lies of the leftists, the globalists, and the outright followers of Satan's tyranny. Please stand with me as I speak out for biblical values, liberty, and the Constitution against the onslaught of political correctness and intimidation as we have never seen in America before. I know that I will be hated by the progressives, but I refuse to be intimidated. Please spread the word about Smell the Truth Radio. Stand with me as I am a voice for you, the real Americans who believe in our founding Constitution, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. This message brought to you by SmellTheTruth.com.
Smell the Truth Radio, back with you. Our host, Dr. David Berman, has been talking with me today about the end time preppers and doomsday warnings and the teaching of our Christian church about the end time. So far we've discussed that we should be more concerned about people coming to the gospel, Pastor, versus, you know, learning more about what's going to happen when we're either raptured, not here, we die, whatever it is. But that said, you did say we need to prep for some things like maybe a terrorist attack on the grid, banks don't open because of monetary money problems, yeah. And I know we're strong believers in that.
Right, right.
So what does one do? Where do you start? You know, how do you start saving?
Well, I think the first thing you do, the first thing you do is you use the resources that you have, both in financial and human resources. So let's say you're a church member and you have a lot of friends. You can pool your resources together to buy things in bulk and that sort of thing. I think it's, you know, you don't have to go crazy, but perhaps having some grains and some canned food, extra canned food, water filtration you can buy very inexpensively. Make sure you have a way to get water and store water. Also, having a good weapons, I recommend an AR-15 type weapon, a shotgun, and a pistol for every adult in the house. That's my personal recommendation.
And why does someone need weapons around when that's certain,
well,
when that would happen?
I think what you worry about is marauders. You know, if you get into a situation. You know, back when the when the Great Depression happened, we were still a nation that had a lot of people that knew sort of how to take care of themselves, you know. We're living in such a technologically driven society now. I'm an outdoorsman, so I know how to build a lean-to. I know how to hunt. I know how to fish. I know how to build a fire. I know how to, you know, survive if mm-hmm. I need to.
And I'm not a good fisherman. You know that.
Well,
you've experienced it.
We've experienced it.
I wouldn't have ate that night if you didn't catch anything.
You'd be coming over to my house going, can you give me some fish? But the bottom line is I think a lot of people in today's world, because we're so hooked into our smartphones and everything, that a lot of people don't know how to do anything. So I think it's really important to store food, water, ammunition, and some guns, and a way to, filter water if you need that. And again, this may not be a doomsday situation.
Right.
It could be a regional situation.
Yes.
For example, if a power grid is hit in a particular region where that power goes down significantly, or there's a major cyber attack, all of a sudden, your stores can't get any food at all because everything is on computers concerning the way they run the trucks and delivery and everything's all computerized.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens? Well, we know that the local supermarket has what they call 9 meals of food in the store. In other words, 3 days for each person is about all the food, 3 days worth from their sales.
Right. And in the cities, it's even less than that.
Yeah.
So, it's
a real problem if all of a sudden you're like, well, for example, a few years ago we had a 2-week power outage here in New England. It was an ice storm. Some places had a week, some places had 2 weeks. And literally, I wish I was making this up, but I'm not. Literally, there was a power truck that was driving up a road and it was surveying the damage after a week or so, trying to fix the problem, and they were surrounded by a bunch of people that were screaming at them and just really losing their minds, freaking out because they wanted their power back because people don't know what to do. Well, we don't have any water. We don't have any running water. We don't have any food. We don't have... So why allow yourself to be in that situation? I think I'm recommending that you get at least 3 months of food and water, the ammunition and such. And also, I think it makes sense to have cash on you. Don't let anybody know where that cash is. Hide it somewhere.
How much cash should an individual family have?
It really depends on the family situation, but minimum $1,000. Minimum, you really should have more like $5,000 if you could.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think silver makes sense.
Something you can barter with, trade.
Yeah, and I'm not suggesting silver is a great investment. I'm not pushing silver as an investment. What I'm suggesting is silver is a real asset. It's a hedge against inflation. It's a real asset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not suggesting you put all your money in silver. Maybe you should have a couple grand in silver hidden somewhere mm-hmm. in case you need that in some extended period situation. But, you know, there's numerous scenarios that can cause great hardship, whether it's a natural disaster, a terrorist attack, the economy crashing down really bad, regional problems, as I mentioned, Katrina, the hurricane.
Yeah. Well, I think a couple of years ago in New Jersey, in New York City, when they had that unexpected high tides come in,
yeah,
and it was a storm, and I remember I have family in Jersey and in New York.
Yeah,
gas stations were closed. The supermarkets were closed.
Yes, there I remember. I remember seeing that.
I remember my brother saying that he had enough gas to run his generators, but there were people pulling guns out to get in line at gas stations because their generators and they had limited amount of fuel to sell.
People freak out.
Yeah, and how do we? So we do that. There are programs out there. You can look this up on the internet or Google where you can actually buy these bags of pre-dry food and stuff like that. Yeah, it's
plenty of companies.
Mm-hmm. There's also I've seen those straws and filters you can purchase pretty easy. Where you could actually stick this straw type of filter into dirty water and drink it.
There's so much great stuff you could buy on the internet from a survival standpoint. The real issue though is long term storage of food.
Mm-hmm.
Look, what you need to live is you need shelter, you need food, you need heat, you need water.
Right.
Right.
Because people say, if a nuclear bomb goes off. That's a totally different story.
If that goes off, we probably want it to land right on us and get it over with.
Right, because of radiation.
But we're really talking about more is either a terrorist attack or a breakdown of the economy, a social breakdown. What happens if all of a sudden, for example, there is a grid problem from a terrorist attack? You're slowing down, even slowing down greatly, the delivery of goods
right.
to the inner city, for example. And let's say there's a breakdown where, and I mean no disrespect, but this was just going to say the way it is, that people are on EBT cards, can't get their EBT cards. All of a sudden, there's no food, there's no water, people would freak out.
Because it's all electronic.
Yeah, they would freak out, and then they would head out towards, you know, places where they can try to find something, and you can have a real issue, so you got to be able to defend your family. Right. It's very important to be hooked up with other people as well, other believers, Christian brothers and sisters. For example, we just did a seminar at the church that I'm the pastor of, which I call the preparedness seminar, just teaching people how to can food properly, how to grow a garden properly, and facilitating people helping each other in the body of Christ. For example, I have a nice piece of land. I have about 12 and a half acres of land, and one of the brothers from the church, I allow him to grow his food for his family on my land. I don't charge him anything for that. He's a brother in Christ, and so we can work together in those ways. One mm-hmm. person might have land, but no time. Another person might have time, but no land, and want to raise animals on the land and work a deal with you or something. So I think we need to get together. We need to have our friendships in church and such, and brothers. And brothers and sisters, and we need to be prepared because it's our responsibility, and particularly talking to the men, politically correct or not, men, it's your responsibility to make sure your families are provided for. Men. No, I'm not a feminist, and I don't believe in feminism. Men rule the house. Women follow. If they're following Jesus, they follow their husband. That's what the Bible says. So, men, you have a responsibility to protect and to provide for your families. So don't wait until disaster happens to get something.
Yeah, don't wait until the power's out and you go, you know, I got my plastic card and I can go to the ATM and get some cash. It's not going to happen. And, you know, and I appreciate this program today because I think it enlightens people on what to do. We don't want to overreact. We don't want to panic you. We want to be prepared. And we want to be prepared for the end times. We want to be prepared for a problem in the market.
Yeah, economic problem, whatever it may be.
Yeah. So, Pastor, we thank you for some of this information we shared today with the folks. You're listening to Smell the Truth Radio. Again, Pastor, if somebody wants to get in touch with you, how do they do it?
You can get in touch with me by emailing me, drdave@clfchurch.com. That's D-R-D-A-V-E. Don't spell the whole word doctor out. Just D-R-D-A-V-E at clfchurch.com. And if you go to clfchurch.com, you'll see the church that I'm the pastor. I'm the senior pastor of Christian Life Fellowship. And you'll see what's going on there. If you're moving to the area in New Hampshire or you're listening to us in New Hampshire, you're listening online, you're looking for a church that preaches the gospel with somebody who's not going to compromise, you can come see us.
Smell the Truth Radio. Go to smellthetruth.com for our website information. You can follow the doctor at Smell Truth on Twitter. And he's got books and writings and plenty of stuff and information you can grab. Write to us at 116 Main Street, Marlboro, New Hampshire, 03455. This is the coach for Dr. David Berman. You have a blessed day.
Smell the Truth.